on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Well, so glad you joined us. Hey, if you missed the website in that last segment for the New Mexico Family Action Movement, it's nmfam.org on the web. There's an event coming up that I want to let you know about that's going to kind of connect to our next guest as far as topically. If you haven't seen this yet, from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, they're having this online event. It's a free event. On June 15th called Sea Life 24. And if you want to be a part of it, let me start by saying this. Just go to our website, klyt.fm, click on the Sea Life 24 banner, and you can get registered for this free online event from Focus on the Family that aims to activate communities to support local pregnancy centers. Mm-hmm. You'll experience engaging talks, heartfelt messages, and inspiring speakers. It's an event. Value every life and be like Jesus and come alongside pregnancy centers here in New Mexico. Okay, the details are available on the banner when you go to klyt.fm. Click on that Sea Life 24 banner. And with that, I welcome Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque into today's broadcast. Had you heard about these yet?
I actually did, but yeah. I just heard about it just a couple days ago, and it's so amazing to see Focus on the Family. They're such a partner,
yeah,
especially with us at CareNet. They have been solid with us, so I love that they're doing this.
Now, for those not that familiar with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Jennifer, kind of introduce the organization to those listeners that may not be familiar.
Absolutely. So we come alongside women and families who find themselves in unplanned pregnancies, and we share the hope and the love of Christ with them if they allow us to. And we just let them know that this isn't a problem, quote unquote, that needs to be fixed. Yeah. It is a plan, and we help them to pivot in that life plan they had. And so we provide them with completely free resources, everything from their pregnancy test to find out if they're pregnant, till their ultrasound to see how far along they really are. And then after baby is born, alongside of them until that baby is 3 years old, providing material assistance, things like diapers, wipes, clothing, all free of charge. And that is made possible by our donors because we are 100% donor funded.
You know, I'm going to mention something else because I think it's kind of synergistic. Coming up next month in May, I believe it's National Foster and Adoption Month.
Oh, wow.
And with, you know, the body of Christ being so much vocal about being pro-life.
Yes.
Just to remind, and CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, not only, you know, that they would encourage the birth of these children.
Right.
But that I'd love to hear that up to 3 years support. Mm-hmm. It's part of the body of Christ saying we're not just pro-birth.
Right.
We're pro-life.
Absolutely.
And life continuing long after birth.
Uh-huh.
Just the body of Christ really encouraging people who've made the right decision for life to see that support after the birth of the baby is so important.
It is important, Stephen. You make a good point because we tell these women that come in, you know, once they choose life and they get into the program, They just don't understand, like, the baby boutiques that they walk into, that they're fully furnished with clothing and, you know, everything that their baby would need, baby hygiene items. And when we tell them, people pray for you, people have been praying for you. And to see that look on their face is just like, wow, there's people actually, and they might not know you by name, but they're praying for you to come in. They're praying for you to find us and to utilize the resources that we have so that way we can equip you to be successful parents.
I have to imagine as you share those boutiques with families, you must, you guys stock up on Kleenex?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of tears of joy.
We do. Absolutely. We actually had a couple. It was such a great story. They unplanned pregnancy, were really scared, found out about CareNet, came in. After a couple of visits, they brought their parents because they just couldn't believe what the organization was about. And they had to bring their parents because their parents were like, there's no way, there has to be a catch.
Right.
Right.
What do they want?
What do they, exactly.
Yeah.
And the parents came in and they accompanied the ultrasound, which was awesome. So that was grandma and grandpa, right?
Yep.
But when they walked into that baby boutique, their eyes lit up and said, this is amazing.
You know, it sounds to me like people maybe who've never experienced unconditional love.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And that is, it's being the hands and feet of Jesus in every interaction that we have. And it's from the time she calls to make her appointment to the time she comes in and has that difficult conversation. And she's warring, right? The Bible tells us we will not war against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities.
Yeah.
And so you see them at that moment and they're warring because they just don't know what they're going to do. And so as we go into those appointments, just praying over them and praying for them before they arrive every morning at our centers, each center director, their staff and volunteers will pray for those exact appointments every single day.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jennifer with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, the outreach coordinator. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come back after the break, and next month, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque will be our featured Mission New Mexico ministry that we'll be letting you know about by continuing to let you know about open houses and things that are happening real soon. The banquet's on the way, and other things, well, we want to make sure are on your radar, okay? We're going to get to that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right, we got about, about 7 or 8 minutes, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Jennifer, the outreach coordinator from Director of Coordinator, Queen.
Director,
Director. I always mess it up. From the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Listen, she's family. She's Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And she's doing great work with Paula and all the rest of the crew.
Yes.
And CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, we went into a description of what it was in the last segment. In this segment, we're going to let you know about the open houses, the banquets. But remind people, too, that it's not just... Centers of Albuquerque proper.
Yes, absolutely.
And all those different locations where they'll find the CareNet Pregnancy Centers.
Yeah, so we actually have 5 brick and mortars, and then we have our medical mobile unit. So you can find a CareNet Pregnancy Center in Rio Rancho, in the East Mountains. You can find us in Las Lunas, in the South Valley, obviously Albuquerque. And then we have our medical mobile unit that travels around the city.
Well, listen, off the air, Jennifer and I were talking about stories that would just bless your heart, about success stories from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Let's do the business of supporting that by getting people to be active in what's coming up in the next days, really.
Right.
Yeah. What's next on the calendar?
So our annual fundraising banquet, which is our largest fundraising banquet of the entire year, that's what sustains us. That's what keeps the lights on at all of our centers, is on Tuesday, May 7th. And so seats are filling up quickly. If you are interested in attending, you're welcome to visit our website at carenetabq.com under Partner With Us and Events. And you'll find the information there, or you can call us at 505-880-8373. We have a wait list, and I've been able to place folks from the wait list on tables, or at tables, rather. So if you're interested in joining, please call us, because God knows who needs to be there, and He makes a way.
And give that number one more time.
505-880-8373.
Okay. And FYI, if you haven't heard yet, the Rymans are going to be there.
I heard. Yes, yeah, today.
Looking forward to seeing you guys.
That's
there.
That's awesome.
And seeing you and Paula there, and our listeners there. And then next month, now here you go. You talk about the rubber meets the road. Here's a chance for the listener to get out and visit these brick and mortars.
Exactly.
Are they going to be able to visit the mobile unit?
Absolutely. They sure will. So we have All of our centers will have an open house baby shower. We partner with Family Life Radio. And then, of course, you all are running ads for us as well the entire month of May. So that's exciting. We're getting a lot of buzz. But again, as I mentioned earlier, we're 100% donor funded. So everything from our baby boutiques come from our donors. And so when we have these open houses and these baby showers, literally the community equips us with everything that we need, from diapers to wipes to baby hygiene items, clothing, blankets, car seats, strollers, you name it, we receive it. And it's an absolute blessing. So those start in May. The campaign will run from May 13th to June 13th. So it encompasses Mother's Day and Father's Day. And if you want information about all of the drop-off locations, in May, we'll have the link on our website so you can find out what each center needs.
Okay. And when in May, when they go to the website at carenetabq.com, will that be under the partner with us as
well? It sure will. It'll be under partner with us, and it'll be under events. And we'll have every single date and time. There's going to be food trucks and just great time at each center.
Celebration.
Just a celebration of life. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. Anything else on the radar as far as, are you guys, do you still have some positions that need to be filled?
We do. We are currently praying for a, South Valley Center director.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when our South Valley Center director took another position, it left such a loss. But that is such a busy center, and that center is a satellite center. So it's not, a large center. It is a part-time position. So if there are any listeners that are hearing this and the Lord impresses on your heart to check out that position, it is a part-time position. And I'll tell you what, it is such an amazing location, so busy. And we would just love for the Lord to fill that with the right person.
Okay. And that's on the same link. If you go to carenetabq.com under partner with us, you'll see volunteer and employment. I was going to ask you, so what's the you can find all that information. It's really be best to go there and yes. Look, because I'm someone may be listening right now, and before you decide you're not qualified, let me encourage you to do this. Get on the phone and call 880-8373. Connect with the staff at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Who knows what God has planned as they try to fill this position. And even if that position isn't, the fit, there's a fit somewhere to be part of the work that's being done.
Yes, absolutely. And we always say, God does not call the equipped. He equips the called. And so if you feel called to serve in any capacity, whether it's a position or a volunteer, please reach out, because that could be what the Lord has been putting on your heart. And sometimes we tend to shy away from that. So,
yeah. Well, Jennifer Ward's been our guest with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Typically, Paula Gonzalez, the executive director here with us, unable to make it today. That was my bad, by the way. I switched it up on them. They were going to come in tomorrow, and we have some other things that we're doing tomorrow. So thanks for dodging, parrying, and making moves on the calendar to make it in. May 7th, a Tuesday, that is the banquet. And the banquet this year, the venue?
Sandia Resort and Casino, yes.
And you'll find all the details again about that on the website at carenetabq.com. Jennifer, thanks again. Can we do it again next month?
Absolutely. We'd love to come.
All right. And be listening throughout next month for the details about the open houses that we hope you'll participate in, all right? Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.